This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 23 for Friday, June 21st, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Caitlin Lucan.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. And we have several special things going on in today's podcast. Brian Fitzgerald is joining us remotely from Scottsbluff, Nebraska, where he's taking part in the Tour Nebraska bike ride. Hi, Brian.
Hello there.
Brian, you've been out there for several days, and you started your ride in Sydney, Nebraska, and trekking around the panhandle. How's it going? What's a typical day like for you, and what's been your favorite part?
Oh, hi, Caitlin, Mindy. It's fun to be with you this morning. The ride's going great, except for some strong breezes now and then. The weather's been super nice. And yesterday's ride from Kimball to Gearing was particularly beautiful. Blue skies and green fields as far as you could see. So just a fantastic day.
That sounds lovely. Normal
day. We get up pretty early, about 5:30 in the morning, and have coffee, break down our tents and stuff. And hopefully you're on the road about 7:30, and then we just kind of, it's like this swarm of bicyclists that go from town to town eating all their food and making our way to the next town. So some towns really roll out the red carpet for us, and some we just kind of all jam into the community center and have granola bars and all those kinds of things. But then we finally get to our sort of our destination in the early afternoon, and we set up our tents and get to enjoy all the things that are in the town that we're going to. So last night we had options of riding up the monument out here, and also there was a concert out at the Five Rocks Amphitheater. So some of the favorite things doing this ride, it's just kind of being out in nature, seeing all the small towns of Nebraska, and it's also a bit of a family reunion, people that you don't see all the rest of the year, and everybody's kind of back together for these few days each summer.
Brian, you said there were 500 bicyclists. I imagine that is quite a sight to see rolling into some of these towns. That's more people than what's in these towns, population-wise.
It is, and it's kind of odd, especially depending on the time of day. Like, you might be, you know, in this little town at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the streets are just packed with people, and then, you know, probably an hour later, everybody's gone. So it's just this crazy thing that happens for a short time.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
Also joining us today, we are recording today's podcast live in front of a studio audience as we are wrapping up our Say What session on podcasting. Everyone say hi.
Yay, welcome.
So let's take a look at some of the headlines on the LPS website. First, we have LPS drama students who starred at the State Theater Awards Show. Omaha Performing Arts presented its Nebraska High School Theater Academy Showcase on June 7th. Bit of a mouthful, but it's very cool. More than 70 schools from across the state competed at the event, which is held at the Orpheum Theater, and schools won awards for their productions. Students from Lincoln Public Schools played a starring role and won numerous awards.
Congrats.
So congrats to them. Woo-hoo. It's very exciting. We also have some wonderful photos from Jason Keyes about summer school at Huntington Elementary. So definitely go online, check those out.
They look like they're having a lot of fun.
They really do. It makes me want to go to summer school.
I know.
And lastly, we have the 2018-19 Foundation for LPS Educator Awards. And you can see all of the award winners from this school year online. So take a look at those photos, and big congrats to them.
Congratulations to those educators. I know we have so many outstanding educators in our school system, and it's great that we can honor those who are making an impact, a lasting impact on students' lives. Caitlin, it's hard to believe that graduation was a month ago.
I know.
Seems like it was just yesterday. I remember that day well, spending all day at Pinnacle and Devaney taking photos. I think I took 1,300 photos
that
day.
Oh my gosh.
We wanted to go back and visit graduation because there were so many amazing student speakers and they had such inspiring words that we decided to take some sections of their speeches, and we're going to go in the order because it's only fair. North Star was the first graduation. So this summer we're going to start with North Star speakers. They had two students. We'll hear from Kaylee Trumbull, followed immediately by Rourke Jensen. Let's take a listen.
Have you ever watched a ripple work its way through water? As it moves, it becomes bigger until it reaches another, and then another. The circles are constantly moving and constantly growing, ultimately becoming part of something larger than itself. If I have learned anything over my past 4 years of high school, I have learned that I am just a tiny pebble in a giant body of water. And while it may appear small, a single stone has the power to radiate out and make a lasting effect. Every decision I make, every word I choose, every action I act upon is me choosing to drop a stone in the body of water that forever surrounds me and continues to shape me. This wrinkle first affects only me, then it reaches out to those closest to me, continuing to reach outward until it reaches those once thought to be disconnected from me. This realization has given me a new perspective. It reminds me that I have, that we all have, our own power to move the world around us. North Star is its own section of the large body of water we are immersed in. And we navigators, we are the pebbles. We are each creating waves in our own ways. We might be spreading school spirit through cheerleading, dance team, student council, or supporting events by filling up our award-winning student section. Maybe we're fighting one battle at a time on the field or on the court, or creating art on a canvas or piece of paper, or behind our instrument, or on stage in front of an audience. We might be hammering out problems, one right after the other, just to get everything done. Or working all evening at a job after working all day as a student. Maybe we are reminding the people in our lives that their presence is important, or maybe we are reminding ourselves. The waters of the world aren't always easy, but by stepping back and taking a moment to see how everyone is leaving their own mark, affecting those we might not even personally know, that's when we realize we are bridging worlds. We are all connected. We all affect each other. And knowing that gives us a power that can help us all rise up. The effects we are creating daily aren't just within different opportunities we are fortunate enough to have access to. They are also life lessons, perseverance, empathy, wisdom, passion. These are followed by the waves of lasting relationships that have changed us for the better. Even though we are about to step out into a world that is even bigger than our high school, that already feels as though it is bursting at the seams when we walk through the halls during passing period, we step out into this world knowing we will have someone by our side all the while. We have these ripples connecting us together forever. And I think one goal we secretly always have as humans is to leave a lasting effect, to know our voices have been heard, our moments meant something, and our hearts will be remembered. And you know what? I think we each accomplished that, class of 2019. We have all left our mark somewhere at some point during our time at North Star that will continue on even when we are no longer surrounded by the navy maroon and white. Thank you for being a pebble within our school, all of you. Whether I spent every day with you or only passed you in the halls on occasion, you have helped build our high school years to be some of the best. And I know you will help build this world to what it has the potential to be. We are all strong and capable young adults. And I know we will create waves that will reach 1,000 miles out and will withstand any force that tries to act upon them. I hope today and each day going forward, you see how powerful of a pebble each of you are and just how beautiful our ripples can be. Thank you.
Before I begin, I would like to say congratulations to all the students and their families here today for graduating high school. It's been a long journey to get to this day. I know that diploma only has one name on it, but graduating high school is a team effort, and that team is your family. And if you don't believe me, you can either Wikipedia or you can ask Ms. Hansen about Victor of Aveyron, otherwise known as the French Wild Child, and learn how that kid turned out living in the woods with no parents around for his childhood. Not good. Today, we are thankful for the journey that has brought us to our graduation, a journey that has included many changes. Looking back over the last 4 years, many of you might say, man, the first day of high school feels like just yesterday. Or I remember that freshman football game. And I don't know about you guys, but 4 years, it's a long time, man. It's a long time. If you can remember back to the summer of 2015, before we were freshmen, there was the black and blue or white and gold dress debate. Remember the eye thing? Mayweather versus Pacquiao was the fight of the century. John Boehner was Speaker of the House. And the great state of Nebraska believed that Mike Riley was going to bring them back to the promised land. That BYU Hail Mary pass feels like ages ago. The world and Nebraska football are not the only things that have changed in these last 4 years. North Star has also transformed a lot, especially during our senior year. And this year alone, we have a new principal, football coach, and cheer coach. Those are important jobs that are in charge of a lot of different students and people, and with it came new ideas that we had to adapt to. I'm sure most of the students here can remember the infamous ID policy at the start of the year, remember the around the neck, the beginning of North Starbucks, and the ever-changing saga of Food Boy and Friends on the morning announcements. Glorious. So as the world and our school were changing, we were also transforming as individuals. Some of the changes were positive. We have gone from squirrely freshmen to the leaders of our school. We have grown in confidence and swagger. I know personally, when I was a freshman, I could hardly talk to a girl without freaking out, getting red in the face. And now here I am talking to 2,000 at the same time. Most of us also faced adversity. There are students here today who have moved across the world, have gone through divorce, have lost family members or friends, and have gone through other sad or frightful changes while at North Star. North Star may have been where you found the wisdom or the strength to face those changes, as I did. In the spring of my 10th grade year, I was facing some adversity in my own life, and I felt as though I was the only one who had ever gone through something like this before. I turned to a teacher, Mr. Bach, for any help or advice he could give me. Mr. Bach took the time to tell me about an adverse change he faced as a student when he was a freshman in college. Both of his parents, they worked at the same factory, both of his parents lost their jobs as the factory they worked at fired everyone with no warning. The financial challenges of being in college and having both parents lose their jobs was devastating. Mr. Bach could have easily given up that day on his college education and his dream to be a teacher. But instead, he was resilient and grew. This reminded me that I was not the only one going through a tough time in my life and gave me the belief that no matter the change, I would grow from it. You see, there are many things in life that changes a person that you have no control over. The economy, war, unexpected job loss, health changes, family additions, and other things that just sort of happen, right? That just sort of happen. When these things happen, we have two choices. We can either whine, pout, point the finger and say it's not fair, or we can be resilient, strong, and grow from this change in life. Don't blame it, use it. Because life changes fast, right? Parents in the room, does life change fast? They're like, oh yeah, I remember when I was 18. And tomorrow brings more change. Tomorrow, we will no longer be high school students. This may make you happy or sad or both, but it shouldn't scare anybody in the North Star class of 2019. We have already faced so much change in our high school career. What matters is that we use this high school experience to grow, and that we keep growing and growing and growing, because life will change even faster. Change is inevitable, but growth is optional. Everyone in this room has the ability to grow from our experiences. We have all grown in high school, and we must continue to grow for the rest of our lives. Thank you all so much. It's been an amazing 4 years, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. Thank you.
Wow, some inspiring words. I can't believe those kids are only like 17 and 18.
I know, and could you imagine you're standing in Pinnacle Bank Arena and there's your classmates ahead of you, which is about 300, but then in the stands, it's full of all the parents. I mean, we're talking like 2,000 people.
I was a graduation speaker. I'm actually getting a little like sweaty and nervous remembering giving my own speech in front of all the people with your face blown up on the screen. But they did such an incredible job. I really liked Kaylee's way of phrasing it as kind of thinking of themselves as ripples in the water. I'm just really impressed that this is such a big celebratory day for them, their own graduation, and they're being so thoughtful and conscientious about kind of their place in the larger picture.
And I thought it was interesting. So Kaylee talked about the ripples and the difference they can make. And then Rourke was talking about, the differences and the things that have gone on in their lives and how that has shaped them. And so I thought that was two different views, but I thought it worked very well.
Yeah, the fact that kind of change is inevitable and that you have to lean into it, and I think his exact words were use it, not blame it. That's a theme that I think comes up in high school graduations a lot, but it's really true. It's exciting to see young people embracing that.
Well, Caitlin, thank you so much. Brian, thank you for joining us from Western Nebraska.
It was fun to be with you.
And we want to thank our group here at the Say What podcasting presentation. Everybody say bye.
You've been a wonderful audience.
Wonderful. I think we should do podcast recording in front of a live studio audience all the time. You guys give off good energy.
If everyone looks under their chairs, you'll find a prize.
And you get a prize.
And you get a prize.
And you get a prize.
If there's anything that you've heard today that you would like to learn more about, there are links to everything, along with links to the full calendars on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each Wednesday, or sometimes Friday, when we push out a new episode, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Google Play, Pocket Cast, and Spotify. Links to all of these services are also at lps.org/podcast. I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.